Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth, your host, and I am so very excited tonight because I have one of my all-time favorite psychics. I first met Lori McQuarrie in 1999 when I was living in Beaverton, Oregon, and she was in Lake Oswego and had an office there. I had read about somebody in a book, and I put all the pieces together, and it turned out to be Lori because she was not named in that book. And I went and had my first session and was blown away. So you know that most of the time I can get my own answers, but when I am not able to, I call Lori. I am so excited to have her on the show with us tonight. Lori, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers.
Thank you. Wonderful to be here.
All right, guys, I know that the phone lines are already ringing and we're going to start right in, and I'll ask Lori questions about her background so that you guys can get it in between calls. Lori, our first call is Pauline from New York. Pauline, you've been patient. You called in early. Pauline, are you there?
From your bio, you write a great bio about whoever wrote this bio. It was really fabulous. It really got who she was. At least that's what they wanted us to know. So I really wanted to know about, there's somebody in my family, I mean, through the in-laws, through the marriage, this child was killed, and they thought they arrested the right person. And then they didn't, because they found out later on, many, many years later, I don't know, 20-odd years later, this is recent, that the DNA proved that the person they, you know, put in jail was not the person who did it. So I actually want to talk to the parents, and I'm hoping they'll be open to having you, if you're open to doing it, help them to find,
yes,
or does it really matter anymore at this point?
Yeah, I just wanted to add that I usually don't take cases on unless I have permission of the family.
Okay.
Or at least I've spoken with them prior. But I would very much like to check on the background of it. I don't take every case, Pauline.
I take
cases I feel I can make a difference in.
And
but
maybe
I would
not
certainly
meant for
give
them
a look.
To even get any closure, because maybe it's too late.
Oh, it's never too late. No. My goodness, when I read in the news about a case that's 40 years old, there was a famous one from Oakland, I think. It was someplace in California, where it was the daughter of a fireman that had observed her father, who was the fireman, murdering one of her little classmates. She buried it for years and years and years. And she ended up going to the police in her 40s, I believe, whatever it was, and spilling the beans, so to speak. The man was arrested. You never know how it will go. And well, I always say, and I don't want to sound kind of, you know, I'm not making any silliness about it, but people are found when they're supposed to be, and murderers are caught when they're supposed to be. And I believe there is a greater universal plan.
They don't get caught. They're going to do so many more. And so maybe
well,
on some
they
level,
can. I know. Yeah. Look what we've just witnessed with the Golden State Killer. But he is behind bars. And people
can. So the
can
spirits
leave.
Work with you, with this? Do the spirits like haunt them or watch them if they know that these are horrible people?
I'm not sure what you're meaning by your question.
Like if
because these kind of people
murdered,
don't believe in spirits. They don't care. They're not.
No, I know. But I'm saying the person who was the victim. Do
the
they
victim?
Follow these
well,
people?
You know, I like to think that they do, but apparently, you know, I think if somebody murders and they've gone that far, even if the spirit of the murdered person stood in their doorway every night, they would flip them off. They'd say, who cares?
Oh, no, no, because they don't care. They know they can't.
They don't have a
person,
conscience.
But they know, like, maybe
but
they're reaching
the spirit,
out to me to get you.
Oh, well, the spirit
the
is not at rest, that's for sure. And I feel that I communicate, and I have communicated many times with people who've gone over in very harsh circumstances. And sometimes it's really, really been kind of eerie in itself, how right on it is. It's not because of me. It's because of the energy of the spirit, the person coming through so strongly.
Wow.
So I okay, never well, know, a, case to yeah. case, what it'll be like, but I would
Pauline,
be more than happy to look at it.
Yes, I just
you
wanted
can
to ask
get a hold
questions.
Of Lori later to ask her those questions and get the family permission. All you have
yes,
to do
I
is
will.
Go
I will.
To knowthename.com, go to the schedule page, and go on tonight's show, the call-in radio, and her contact information is right there waiting for you.
Okay, great.
Okay?
Thank you.
And thank you
Perfect.
For the compliment on how I wrote her bio. I appreciate that. Okay, we have Vita from Toronto. Vita, can we help you? What's your question for Lori?
Pardon me?
What's your question for Lori?
Okay, hi, Lori. My question is that I just retired after working for over 30 years. And I'm just wondering, like, where is my new life now taking me? Am I going to be moving from where I'm living?
Okay, don't tell me too much. What's your birth date, Vita?
My birthday?
Yeah.
May the 4th.
What year? Do you mind?
54.
Okay. I look at Chinese astrology, too. You know, you're a Taurus, so it's pretty hard for you to really like to make many big changes. Taurus is like security. However, in Chinese astrology, you're a horse. Horses don't like to be tethered. So I would say you've been tethered for the last several many years in your work. Now you've retired. Where are you living in Canada?
I'm living in Toronto.
In Toronto. Do you want to leave Canada?
I feel you having dual
citizenship or being able to come back and forth. And I think by the middle of next fall, September, October, there might be a real reason why you might want to come down to the States and maybe even be here part-time.
You know what? You are really, truly amazing. It's because my daughter, she lives in the States.
Well, wouldn't that be nice if you had a place you could rent for 6 months or something and be there?
I'm not sure.
I could see that. And your daughter would love to have you. You guys got a good relationship.
Yeah, we do. It's great. But you don't see me like moving from the location where I am right now.
Not right now. You know, it's like I just said, you're kind of a duality here. You like security. Mm-hmm. You like sameness. Tauruses don't like change. They're like Cancers in the astrology field. But you get bored easy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you had just this fluctuation, if you're really miserable where you are now, I don't think you're miserable. I just think you're a little bored. I think you want change, and I think you talk about a new life like you'd like to acquire a new life, which to me does mean let's get out of the same old. If you really want to leave where you are now, I think it might be 6 months again before that even happens. Do you own property or do you rent?
No, I own.
Okay, well, it might take you a little while to put something on the market. But my feeling is what you'll do is make this situation happen slowly. So in other words, if you can go down to the States and visit with your daughter and make that something, you know, that's really pleasant and something to look forward to, then you could be looking down there for something to acquire. I think it'll take you a little while. I don't see you doing all of this overnight. Is she at all in California?
Wow, you are really amazing.
This is why I like to call Lori. You're just getting a little taste of it.
Is it Northern California?
No.
Well, there's something around San Francisco that might have something going for you. And, you know, I just think, and don't be hesitant. Open your heart to the universe. Tell the universe what you need. Not so much what you want. Wants are kind of hopes and wishes. Needs are when you know right down to your tiptoes what you have to do.
Okay.
Vita, thank you so much for calling
nice
in.
Talk
we
to
certainly
you,
hope Lori's going to help you.
Okay. Thanks for having me and all the best, ladies. I really enjoyed this show. Okay. Good night.
Wonderful. Thank you, Vita. Okay, everyone, if you want to call in and get a question to Lori, it's 323-744-4831. Again, 323-744-4831. Lori's one of my personal favorites, my go-to. And so I'm so happy that she agreed to come on the show so I get to share her with you. And we have Virginia from Florida. You're next.
Hey, I called in a few weeks ago. I'm the one who changed my name from Shoshi to Virginia. But I haven't done it yet. Not till next Tuesday.
Well, that's close. Virginia, what's your question for Lori?
Yeah, I was wanting to say I really love your show and I appreciate it. My question is, I've had a really difficult time in the last years with relationships with everybody. People seem to get angry with me immediately. Doesn't matter what I say or what I do.
Don't tell me
I'm an Aquarius.
Much
okay, Virginia, that's it. That's all she needs.
48. And I'm a pig.
Oh,
but anyway,
well, what's your birth
my
date,
son,
though? What's your
ma'am?
Birth date, dear?
February 1st, 1948.
Well, you know what?
But what
you
I want to say
mind.
Also, the biggest
okay.
thing is my son, about 7 years ago, he called me up one day, and he said, I get too dependent on you, and I'm not going to speak to you anymore. And he hasn't, and he hadn't let me see
okay.
the grandkids
yeah.
or anything.
Okay. Okay,
you know,
and that's
we
good.
Had a really,
she doesn't
really
need
good
more
relationship.
Information. Virginia, she doesn't need more information. She's really good.
Okay,
okay Lori.
What I really want you to do is just take a big deep breath. Your
okay.
son's departure from your life is not about you. It's about his father. And what I think have happened in my own life is sometimes these kids just don't take up with the parent that would listen. They dump on the parent who feels. So part of that is about his dad. What's your son's name?
Zeba, Z-E-B-A. I'll just say that at that time he started taking care of him and his father just died.
Okay.
And so I was wondering if there's like, if he has a little change, but he never
Can
really
I
got
keep
along
going?
With his father.
Hang on. You know, I'm sorry his dad died. Whatever the circumstances were, and, you know, your son needs counseling, that's for sure. He needs somebody good to work with. Instead, he's choosing to withdraw, and he's choosing to hurt you, which it does.
Yes.
There's no way to
really
work around it. So, what I will tell you, what's your son's birthday?
His birthday is September 5th, 1971.
Well, it's going to take him a while still yet, but I would tell you, because he's a pig in Chinese, and he's very much around home and family. I think there'll be a change of heart somewhat by his birthday this year. Part
really?
Of it is he has, well, change of heart doesn't mean he shows up with flowers. I'm just saying there's a change of heart. It's starting to soften. His dad's gone, and whatever the dynamics were of that relationship, just because his dad raised him the rest of the time doesn't mean it was perfect. Nobody is. But I'm telling you, there's some change happening with him. And I would say by Christmas time this year, you should be speaking again.
Oh, great.
And I want you to project that thought, because thought works. It's energy.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure you send him energy and love every day. That's how you're supposed to do it. He's working on other stuff, too. And believe me, he's not perfect in his own life. He has problems of his own. As
oh,
for
I
yourself,
know. He does.
You know, the best you can do, and this happens a lot. I'm not minimizing your
it
pain.
It does seem to happen a lot.
It
I know
does.
So many women it happens to.
Well, it happens a lot more, I think, with women and their daughters, because there's a very competitive sense there, and it happens. I had it happen too. So just saying.
Well, did yours come back to you?
Yes, 6 years later.
Oh, so mine's,
So I've been through it, girl. And I'm telling you, you can survive it, and the best you can do is remain positive. Always seek good company. In other words, don't commiserate with other people that aren't positive. Keep yourself on a good track. Get counseling if you need it. But I think there's a softening happening. How old is the little granddaughter?
Well, there are two of them. One's 11 and one's 13.
Okay. Well,
little
you know
boy's
what?
13. But the thing is, I have this situation with many people, and all of a sudden I'll say something, and they just won't speak to me anymore. I mean, it's not just him.
Let me finish what I'd started out saying to begin with. You tell it like it is, and not everybody wants to hear like is. Most
that's
people don't. So I think that's just who you are. You speak your mind, and if people take an affront to that, then you just leave it be. You know, you cannot be something different for everybody. You can only be yourself for you. And I think the path is being cleared for you to start having some new friends, new acquaintances. If it's family, that's a little tougher because you're linked to them, including your son. But I doubt seriously if you have ever sat around and not examined yourself and said, is it something I'm doing? I think
I do
you
it
own
all the
your
time.
Stuff. But you have to just realize not everybody is ready for that. Not everybody wants it. Some people want placation. Some people want to be told just what they want to hear. And you don't
seems
do
like that.
That
most people.
You know what, Virginia? You can pat yourself on the back. I think people who say it like it is and say it who they are authentic, and they're walking their talk, and that's what counts. And again, I've got Lori's information on my website on knowthename.com. Then go to schedule, go to today, click on call in radio. You can find how to contact Lori so you can continue this fabulous conversation with her.
Well, this is
thank
great.
You for
I really appreciate
Virginia.
It. And I love your show. I appreciate it so much. That's really good. That's really all I needed. I will sleep tonight.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we've got Jeannie from South Dakota on the line. Jeannie, it is your time. Thank you for your patience. What's your question with Lori?
Hello. Thank you, Sharon. Hi, Lori. What do you see as my soul's greatest purpose right now? I feel like I'm kind of spinning my wheels in the mud.
Okay.
Hello.
Jeannie, what's your birthday?
10/22/65.
Well, you know, I think you need to have something that is going to give you more of a sense of freedom.
Okay.
I don't know whether it's obligatory from family, friends, but and you're a snake in Chinese astrology, so you very much are a private person. And if you have too many people around you, you don't feel like you have any privacy. I would like to see you creatively write.
Oh.
Has that ever appealed to you?
It does. I'm an artist.
Well, good.
So
let me continue.
Maybe I could write.
Hang on. I'm on a roll here.
Okay.
Take a creative writing class, dear heart. But why?
All right.
Because that releases any fears and apprehensions you might have about not measuring up or being good enough to do it. Just go take a class and relax. See what happens.
I
think what's down the road for you is travel. I think you would be very good at public speaking. If it's a subject that's outside, not revealing who you are privately, I'm just talking about a subject matter. And I think you should be talking to women.
Okay.
And I think you have something to say, but I would love to see you write. And you're very private, so you know yourself. You need to have time away from people at times. That doesn't mean that you're a loner. Just means you need privacy. You need time away. I didn't say where you were calling from, but I hope you have a body of water around you because you need to be around water. Walk around a beach would be perfect. If you had a lake, if you had a creek, whatever you got, go walk along the meditative walk with that, and that'll help you feel better about you. And there's something else about going on with relationships. So I don't know whether you've just come out of one in the last year or two or whether you're rethinking one.
Kind of having a man fast and enjoying the daylight out of it.
Sorry, you're breaking up. I'm not hearing right.
Oh, just that I was having a man fast and I'm enjoying the daylight out of it. So maybe that's what you're picking up on.
She says she's having a men fest. So I gather that
man
means that there's a lot of them around right now. Okay. We're kind of losing you, Jeannie. Your phone's kind of fading away from us. But if you would like to continue the conversation with Lori, please go to the website, find her contact, and give her a call for an appointment. You know, Lori not only is one of my very, very favorites, I want to just say to everybody that's waiting on the line that when Lori starts talking, the less you say, the more the flow she gets. So it's really anytime you're talking with somebody this sensitive and this psychic, not to interrupt because you're going to interrupt her flow and she wants to be able to finish what she's getting for you. So please remember that so that you can always get the most out of a psychic reading. It's so different than the name readings I do because you can interrupt me all you like. I just go back to my notes. So just know that when you've got somebody that's this sensitive as Lori is as a psychic, you never want to interrupt. Okay. Thank you, Jeannie, for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good luck.
Good evening. Melissa from Colorado, you're on. It's your turn. What's your question for Lori?
I was just calling because I'm having issues at work, and I'm just wondering if she's seen anything going.
Is there a woman
positively?
Boss involved? Is there a woman boss involved?
Yes.
Thank you. Well, you know her problem. She's never wrong in her eyes. And this is something back from your childhood. Whenever people have issues with somebody at work, I always ask them, who do they remind you of? Is it your mother?
Not really. I mean, my mom wasn't very strict.
She was strict?
Not really. No.
Not really? Let's keep going here a moment. What's the name of the boss? Just the first name.
Terry.
Who? Terry?
Yes.
Well, like I said, she's the boss, and she doesn't want anybody to forget it. But this person, she reminds you of somebody from your childhood that you had the same difficulty with. And I think it's called, I never am heard. In other words, when you're talking to this lady and trying to get across to her what about with a work situation or what you need to do, she doesn't hear you with her ears. That's part of it. Are you thinking of leaving?
Yeah, you're kind of cutting out, but
you're breaking up. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Hello?
I said
Melissa, Lori asked if you were thinking about departing from your workplace. Are you thinking of leaving?
No, I'm hearing you fine.
Yeah, I had to move areas.
What's the work?
Shop for group homes, and they're wanting to send me to school to get nutrition classes.
I think you need a change of everything. I think you're very much obviously people-oriented, but I think this just feels like you're a rat in a cage. And I like to see you in a self-business. I think you would do just fine. And I think that's going to be a possibility next year. If you can either hang on where you're at, or if you want to make a break this summer, you can do that. But I think in early 2020, February or March, you could have a real opportunity to have a self-business. I don't think you like being told what to do. Who does? But this
lady makes it
even more unpleasant.
Yeah, she does. She's got it out for me, I think. And
well, you know, unfortunately, sometimes we are a target. You know, it's not meaning that you're just imagining it. Maybe you remind her of somebody she doesn't like. It's not an excuse, but it's reality. So I don't think you can change her. And plus, I'm just not so sure that particular area for you is what really makes your heart sing.
No, it's not.
And if, you know, we always talk about men being happy in what they do, which is important for men because their identity is tied to their work. But it also is important for women. Even if we're wives and moms, we still want to have an identity beyond that in ourselves. And I think maybe you might need a self-business that took you traveling a little bit. I'm not talking worldwide, but something where maybe you were going into situations. You know what you'd be good at? You're going to laugh. You would be good as a lady detective. And I'm talking private detective.
You know, that's in her name. I'm laughing because that is absolutely in her name.
Good, because you'd be self-employed.
Yeah, I've always kind of wanted to be a DEA agent or, you know,
hang on.
FBI.
A little. Hang on. You need variety. You still need people, but you don't want to handhold them. You'd be traveling around, do whatever you like. And besides, you know what? When you're a lady detective, nobody ever pays attention to you because you're a lady. You're a woman. You can walk in anywhere. They don't pay attention to you when you investigate. I think you'd love it. I'd look into the nearest PI school.
Well, Melissa, you've got a lot to think about.
Yes.
That is so exciting. And I love the fact that Lori came up with that when that sits in your name. I love the confirmation.
Yeah, that is good, isn't it? I'm glad.
Melissa, thank you for calling in. So appreciate it. Again, you can go to the website, knowthename.com, go to schedule, and then today's date. You can get all of Lori's information so that you guys can contact her and get an appointment. Remember, if you want to call in and ask Lori a question, the line number is 323-744-4831, 323-744-4831. We have a few emails, Lori. People that normally listen to the show and couldn't tonight and wrote me and said, could you please ask? okay. from Amy in California. She wants to know, how can I move forward best to do a life purpose of food, nutrition, and inspiring others and energy work when she's feeling so disconnected from the world as a whole? How does she get over this hump?
Okay. Did she give a birth date? I don't imagine.
Is that
her name?
Yes.
And she's, sorry, you did break up a little bit. I got most of that. She's wanting to know whether to change what she's doing. She wants to go out and help people, but then she also wants to be alone.
Well, she's feeling very disconnected from the world. And so she's wondering, how can she continue? She's a nutritionist. How can she continue doing that when she's feeling so disconnected?
Well, she certainly could do things by email with people. I think this young lady had some real problems at 7. I wonder if there was a major loss in her life at that time. And when those things happen when we're kids, meaning maybe somebody died, somebody left, there's a hole there that never really gets filled up. And when they're older, they want to reach out and be certain things, but that little kid inside is still hanging on to that pain. I think she needs some counseling if she hasn't been through it to just get herself reconnected again. But for now, what I would do, I would think about doing something where she talked with people only by phone, or if she did something online, and she could do, maybe she would do an advice kind of, you know, how to take better care of yourself kind of thing through good nutrition. I'm thinking, though, within the next couple of years, she's going to be leaving that field and doing something else. And I think she's also a natural teacher.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sure that'll all resonate with her. The other one that called in is Susan that you know from Maine. Her birthday is 1/1/58. Her nephew, Brian, was just diagnosed with fourth-degree cancer, and she was just wondering what your suggestions would be, what she could do to help Brian and his family.
Well, this is where we get into the heavy stuff, of course, and part of it is, you know, I don't know what her belief system is. I would tell her just on a spiritual level, I've had cancer and I've had people in my family have cancer. It's devastating. There's no easy road about it. What she can best do for Ryan, and I hope she sees him physically as often as she can, but even just talking with him every week and not talking about the obvious, just letting him open up if he wishes to. Hopefully there's good family support there for him and people around him, but not everybody handles these diagnoses the same way. And I found myself, having gone through breast cancer, a lot of times I just wanted to be alone, and I didn't want people contacting me, even family, because it just seemed to make things just tougher, because I always wanted to be strong for everybody else. So you have to take a look at the kind of person Ryan is.
It's
I think
Brian.
He's pretty strong, and I think this is pretty scary stuff, but I do think there's a woman, whether it's his mom or whether it's just other family or somebody he's with who's really a good support for him. And I'll be happy to take a look at his birth date and such if she wants to email me, and I'll try and give her more information.
Okay, great. Thank you. I'll let her know. The other one, the call in, the write-in was a brand new baby was born on on June 3rd of 2019. And her name is Anna Ellie Rosen. And the mom was wondering, what's her life about? How to give her the best direction to aim her in the right direction?
Well, good question, because all of us as parents have asked that time and time again. This young lady, you know, the souls that are coming in now are really old. And, you know, yeah, she's a baby, but she's going to show you at a very early age who she is and who she wants to be. Her name reminds me of the comet. Haley's Comet, this is going to be a powerful child, very old, very wise. I think she will love dance. I think she'll love music. I think she will reach out to people later in her life as a humanitarian, but she will always be close to home, 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 and mom. That'll always be important to her. She's a very special soul. Every soul coming in now is really, we always have had a route that we were supposed to find when we came in. But the kids today, you know, they're here to really help out. They're here to really make a difference, frankly, for all the mess everything's in. She's good. She's a very strong little soul. Don't worry.
Okay, I will let that mom know. OK, Okay, we have a short break coming up, my 1.5 minute ad that always comes in toward the middle of the show. Again, if you would like your question answered by Lori, our call-in number is 323-744-4831. Stand by.
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created Nemology Science after 18 years of research and testing her theories and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Know the Name, Know the Answers with Sharon Lynn Wyeth. My guest tonight is our wonderful Lori McQuarrie. She is a psychic. I have met her in 1999. Her stuff is absolutely amazing, as you can see. Lori, give us a break for just a minute before we go to the next calls. And that is, how did you get started in this? Was this always a gift, or what's some of the background?
Sharon, I'm sorry, you're really breaking up. I got the gist of the question, so I'll proceed. If you're not hearing me, stop me. What I thought I heard you say is, how did I ever get into this? Well, like
correct.
A lot of people. Excuse? Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I make a long story short, I had a major head injury at age 18. I was in a coma for 3 weeks, came out of that coma really, really looking at the world in a different way. And in fact, I had dreams of plane crashes that happened 3 days later exactly the way I dreamed. It was a pretty scary time. Plus, I was living in Minneapolis, Minnesota. In those days in the 60s, you did not talk about being psychic, believe me. I was saved by moving to California not too much after that and really started my life over. And I let the information come to me. In the meantime, I was busy raising children, being a nurse, and just having a pretty full life. I did not start doing sessions until the early 70s, and I just started doing little short readings for friends at work in the hospital. And they came to my house afterward and wanted more information, and it morphed from there.
I think it's fabulous. I know that what you told me in 1999 was profound, which is why I always remembered, like, if I ever needed help again, I was calling, which you know that I've done. So we're going back to the lines again. Again, if you want to call in and ask Lori a question, it is 323-744-4831, or you can call 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. And Chrissy from Oregon, you are on the line. Welcome. And what question do you have for Lori?
Hi, Sharon. Hi, Lori. I'm having a hard time tuning into some of the energies around my upper chakras.
Okay.
And God,
now, when you're talking about the upper chakras, there's a few up there. Which one mainly?
Well, mainly the throat and
right.
The crown.
Okay, let's start with that. And for people out there who don't know what the chakras are, they're the energy centers in the body that dictate certain problems or, you know, positives. It's energy moving in the body. The throat is always about speaking out, Chrissy. It's your
yes.
Throat chakra. What are you not speaking out about? Is it work? Is it personal? Is it just you as just an individual? I don't read you as a weak person. but you feel blocked there because there's something you're not saying. Does this have to do with family?
Yes.
Okay, well, it's harder when it's family. It's easier when it's a stranger. They don't come home and visit you and chew you out. Is it a woman? It's about a woman.
Oh my goodness. Well, there's a couple. My mother.
It feels, okay, but it feels like there's a woman here who doesn't give you recognition.
My mother.
Do you have a sister?
Do you have
a sister?
No sisters.
Sister-in-law?
No. Well,
this is a woman who thinks that she has all the answers, and she's always telling everybody else what to do.
It'll probably occur to you later.
Yeah,
it probably will. So can you phrase the question quickly a different way? Do you have somebody in mind that I can zero in and look at?
Well, my mother keeps coming to mind, and she actually no longer has a voice. She had her
larynx
removed.
Well, that's interesting. I would say to you, a woman, okay, your mom. What's your mom's name?
I'm Kathy.
Well, she's pretty strong-willed.
Yes.
I mean, this is not a wilting flower here, and I think that if she's not able to articulate, is it because of health? Is it because somebody overrides her? What is your father's role in this? It's not your piece. That's what I think, Chrissy.
That's what I feel, because my father, when he was 21, he was in an accident and he had a fence post go through his throat and he had his larynx removed.
Well, you're taking on that thing. Is he still alive?
No.
I didn't think so. Well, I would suggest to you that you do contact me. Are you in Portland?
I'm outside of Eugene.
Eugene, that's a little further away. I was going to say I could give you an excellent referral from the Portland area of somebody to go to and talk to on a therapeutic basis. But Eugene has people. It's not like you're out in the middle of a hayfield. I think you're carrying your father's karma. Excuse me?
Yes, I'm laughing because I'm literally parked in the middle of a hayfield right now in my RV.
That is funny. Okay, I stand corrected. You are out in the middle of nowhere.
Yes.
But you can drive in. But you're carrying your father's karmic stuff, and that's terrible. That's awful. What was your dad's name?
Richard.
He never felt good enough, and you've taken that on. There's some part of you that's saying, no matter what I do, it's never good enough.
Yes.
Would you agree? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So quit beating yourself up. Go get to a good therapist. Get this worked out. Believe me, Kathy is going to take care of herself. Don't worry about her.
Okay.
You know, and you can't run, you know, the field for everybody. You can't be the touchdown person. Everybody chooses their lifetime, and they choose what they do in it. Let them. You can't save people from themselves.
No, I'm learning that.
I know. Do you want to go back to school? I want to see you going back to classes for something.
I do. I just have a hard time.
At all.
You know, I've got 10,000 interests.
I know. Well, it's time to give to yourself. What do you want to take in classes? I'd like to see something fun.
Oh, fun. I haven't thought about fun.
Fun might be interesting. Why don't you begin with, hello, this is a good suggestion. How about taking a dance class for a semester? Loosen up, lighten up. Because, like I said, I think you worry so much about coming out and trying to just be good enough. Be good enough for you. Go take a fun class so that you don't feel like you're under the gun all the time. I think you'd be much better off doing that through the summer, relaxing, and then taking a look at the fall for maybe going back. Are you interested in anything in the health field?
No, I was a caregiver for many years.
Well,
and
you don't have
really
to be a caregiver
burned
again.
Out on it.
That's a tough job. But I would say there is a humanitarian sense here with you about helping others. So even if you were able, relax the summer, pick something in the fall that maybe you would do some kind of liaison work for, say, patients in hospitals or helping people place them in homes or something where you're in an auxiliary role. You're not with the person 24/7.
Right.
I think something like that may come for you. But right now, what I want you to do is heal you.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's doable. You can do this. And remember when I just said the word fun to you, you stumbled over it. You need some fun in your life. Fun doesn't mean being inappropriate or not being responsible. It means that you know when to let down and just laugh and just be yourself. Are you not in a relationship that has fun?
Oh, I'm married.
Not having fun?
Well, I was until we got back to Oregon.
Well, I know whereof you speak because I'm not from here either. But you know what? Let's have you take a look at that. And if you're miserable where you are, there's a reason for you being there. And probably the sooner you figure it out why the reason is, not just because you're married. What's your husband's name?
Bill.
Well, Bill doesn't like change.
No.
He wants to sit on the same sofa for the next 50 years. That'll be just fine with him. You get bored.
Yeah.
And you feel, and I'm sorry, I'm going to tell it like it is. I'm afraid you feel like you're his caretaker 24/7.
Yes.
And I'm not knocking your marriage. I'm just saying you need to be out and about. I don't know what he does for fun. Maybe being home watching TV is his idea of it. It's not yours.
No, and he just recently got back on his motorcycle, and that is his connection.
Well,
that's
good for him. It's not yours. You know what you can have fun with? And I'm going to give you this one. I'd like to see you because you're not very far from Ashland. Why don't you go down and just have some fun with summer theater?
Wow.
I could see you. Yes. You don't have to be up on the stage if that's too scary. But, boy, would you be good in organizing, working behind the scenes, and just loving the glitz of it.
Oh, I would.
See? Okay, let Bill go ride his motorcycle. That's a pretty, you know, one-person thing. Even when you're sitting on the back of one, I rode one for 300 miles once and on the back of it. It was not much fun. There was no conversation. That's his thing. Let him have it. But you've got to find your thing. And why don't you check Ashland out? Check out having some fun this summer. Go take some classes down there.
Well, photography is another passion of mine. I love taking pictures
of
flowers and trees.
There you go.
And
you already know that one. Why are you still standing there? Isn't your camera close by?
Well, I'm on it right now.
Good.
Chrissy, you've gotten a lot of answers. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Lori, would you like people to go to your website, which is LoriMcQuarrie.com, and her last name is spelled MCQUARY.com. Again, her name and Lori's information is on my website, so it's easy for you to find knowthename.com. Then go to schedule, then go to today's on the calendar, and just click on it, and all of Lori's information is there. Lori, do you prefer people to call you for an appointment or to email you?
You know, they can do either. I have a landline phone. I live out in the sticks, but I have a landline phone, and they can certainly leave their information on that, and I'll always call them back. But the easiest, quickest way to get a hold of me is by email or a response. I'm in sessions a lot, so I can't always answer the phone, but I check my emails a lot.
Would you give us your email really quickly for anybody who's got paper?
It's
email?
I had to think for a moment. Lori, LAURIE _ McQuarrie, MCQUARY at MSN.com. Dear God, now I'm certifiable. I couldn't even remember my own email.
I love it. That's because you've been in your left brain. We want to squeeze Nancy in here and see if we can't get Nancy from Arizona.
Huh?
Okay, we're going to squeeze Nancy in here. Nancy from Arizona, you are on the line. Quickly, what is your question for Lori?
Yes, I just want to know if the gentleman that I'm interested right now is a good match for me.
What's his name?
Jeremy Santana.
And what's his birth date? Do you know it?
His date of birth is
I can't hear you.
Okay, it's June
3rd. Okay.
And what's the year?
1997.
Okay. And what's her birth date?
What's my birthday?
Nancy? Yes, your birthday, Nancy.
August 12th.
And the year?
Okay, let me shoot for this. First of all, you're interested in a Gemini. There's always two people in a Gemini, and he's got double letters in his name, and I'm not talking what Sharon teaches. It's just what I look at in names. Names vibrate, and I just think he gets bored easy, and I think he could have a tendency to flit around a bit.
Okay.
And what's he do for a living?
He is a delivery driver.
Well, that's perfect for a Gemini, because the scenery always changes. You, on the other hand, are a Leo. And I know Leos, I am one. And, you know, we really like love. We love love. And we definitely want to have somebody who's going to be accountable and present.
Mm-hmm.
And Leos like to run their homes. And you've got a name that suggests that. And, you know, it can be done well. It'd be okay. I don't know if it's enough for you.
Okay.
You know, you don't want somebody to babysit, but you don't also want somebody that you're going to have to wonder if they're ever going to call you while they're on the road. I think he needs some maturing.
Okay.
Does he have kids?
Yes, one.
Are there one or two?
Yes. No, just one.
Just one? Well, I think that could be an obstacle. How old is the child?
He is 3 years old.
That's young. And, you know, in all fairness to the father, he needs to be with that kid. And it's pretty tough when you got a girlfriend on the side, and I don't know if the child is even within, you know, good distance from him. That's a lot to take on, and you would be taking on very Leo-like. You'd be defensive for him, and it could be a mess. I think this man, frankly, should spend the rest of at least the next 15 years being close to that child, whether he's around the mother or not, but he needs to spend time with that child.
Okay.
And I think it's kind of a bad situation. I don't think it's been cleanly dealt with. You don't need a part of that.
And I'm just going to throw in there, Nancy, that between your two names, there's a lot of conflict, a lot of misunderstandings where there's not great communication, where you think you're communicating well, but it's not being understood the same way you're delivering it.
Right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Nancy. Thank you for calling in. And I think we have time for this next email to come in. Stacy, her birthday's 5/4/1956. Is concerned about the Jack in the Box inheritance. She's part owner. She's representing her sisters, and her mom is Connie. And she tells me that her mom's birthday is 1/12/1931, and that mom wants to re-rent the Jack in the Box that they own, and Stacy wants to sell it. And she's just asking any suggestions. What do you see happening there?
Well, you're dealing with a very stubborn person in your mother. I don't know if she's going to take advice. And I think there's one sister who's a lot like the mother, so that's almost like twofold you'll be dealing with. You know, I'm not a lawyer. I'm sure you have one or you've talked to one, but, you know, you also have a quandary here because you have a parent here who wants to make sure things are done the way she wants them done. I think if it's her property, majority of it, I think you should let her make her decision. Are there two sisters, or are you the third? I don't know.
There's three
girls. And
there's four girls.
There's four girls
in Stacy's family.
Well, there's one girl who's not really wanting to be part of this.
That's probably the youngest.
Do whatever you wish. But I think you're going to make yourself crazy with trying to convince people of what should be done. You'll be accused of being interfering and just, you know, kind of to running the show. Your mom wants to run the show. And if it's her property, then you should let her. But I would get more legal advice. Because always when these decisions are made after the person passes, there's always going to be somebody who's unhappy. And somebody could challenge a decision anyway.
Well, my understanding is from what Stacy explained to me is that the lease is up. And so the girls, the daughters, want to sell their portion. and they want to be out of it because they don't want to deal with their mom. But the mom wants to hang on and re-rent it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I think the mother, you know, what kind of state of health is she? Is she going to be around for a while? I just would not like to see this woman, the woman with the question, Stacy. I don't want to see her having to be the scapegoat if things don't go right.
Got it. So I'm sure she's happy to hear that.
Well, you know, no good deed goes unpunished. Honest to God, I see that happen every day, and I just mean that in a fun way, funny, but it isn't always funny. And I think the lady with the question here is truly trying to do the right thing. But I have the sense with the mother, Connie, that it's Connie's way or the highway. And I think if I were the other three sisters, I would just get out too and be done with it.
Do you think there's a possibility that Connie would buy the girls out?
I think if she'll part with the money, she's a Capricorn. Are you kidding? Capricorns think the nickel meter was too high for car parking. I don't know. It's, you know, it's up to her. But I think this goes deeper than that. I think there's something here between Stacy and her mother. There's some underlying control or power play, and I think it's about the father, maybe about wherever he's, if he's gone or whether that was an issue. I think it was. So I don't think this is so much about the jack-in-the-box as it is about who's really running the show here.
Great. That'll give her a lot to think about.
Yeah. And I think she ought to get a little counseling towards this. I think I would like to see her go in and see somebody and just lay it out and see what a good counselor would tell her. Bill is.
Okay, I'm sure she'll be listening to this later. And
I get people from the other side all the time that want to come through, so I just try to figure it out.
Oh, interesting. I'm sure that'll click with her somehow. Lori, yeah. Is there anything you would like to say to our listeners before our show is over? We have approximately 3 minutes left.
Okay, I want to say thank you for allowing me to be on today. I've loved it. And I just love the questions, and I want to encourage people to just be open to this kind of work. You know, everybody has intuition. We all do. Some recognize it more than others. But if you have problems in your life, listen to the information coming through to you as thought patterns. Maybe it's patterns you never thought before. Pay more attention if it's some new information, because it's usually the universe trying to guide you and help you. And there is always help out there.
Thank you so much, Lori, for taking your valuable time to join us on Know the Name, Know the Answers. Next week, everybody, we've got Sandy Anatashi coming on board. She is known as a medium. She has worked heavily with John Edwards. John Edwards has gotten her support and helped her get known out there. John Edwards has said that she's just as talented as he is. That is our guest next week. So if you want to talk with somebody from the other side, that is the time to call and ask your question of Sandy Anatashi. Again, Lori, thank you so much for being on our show. For all of you that want her information, you can find it at knowthename.com. Go to the schedule page, click on today's calendar link that says Call In Radio Show. You will see her phone number to call, her website, and her email to get a hold of Lori. And as I've said, she's my favorite. So thank you for listening to Know the Name, Know the Answers with Sharon Lynn Wyeth, your host. Have a great week, everybody. See you next week.